It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Survivor Brothers, your ultimate unofficial podcast from your friends at TV Guide. I'm your Survivor-obsessed host, Fox Van Allen, and joining me today is my Survivor brother from a different mother. It's Lance Cartelli. Hello, Lance.
Hey, Fox.
Hey, so we've been doing special bonus episodes like crazy this week, Lance, and today's no different. We have just finished watching the premiere of Survivor Season 40, Winners at War. Fantastic episode. We're going to talk
about
fantastic. Well, I think it was technically one episode, even though it was two episodes. I don't know. That's what my TV box told me. But we're going to break that down. But before we do break that down, I want to say that last night we were very fortunate. The good folks at Rob has a podcast, including Rob Sesternino.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah, we just had him on interviewed this past week. You can go ahead and listen to that in our podcasting feed. But he was kind enough to invite us to the Survivor premiere party in Los Angeles. And we went, Lance and I, and we're on the Survivor red carpet. And we talked to so many amazing survivors. It was a reality TV who's who, absolutely packed. We talked with David Wright, Hannah Shapiro, Parvati,
Ozzy,
Terry Dietz. We talked to so many. Even got the chance to meet Shuby from the Circle, which was kind of like the highlight of the
team
night.
Shuby.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a, it's like special content here. This is us talking with some of your favorite survivors before the premiere. We thought we'd share these with you. Here are the interviews from last night on the Survivor red carpet for the premiere of Survivor 40, Winners at War.
Enjoy the free content.
All right, we are back here on the Survivor red carpet with OMG, one of the, I cannot believe I am talking with the Parvati. Oh my goodness. And we are already like best friends now. Like, yeah. We've just been hanging out on the, and I see why you're such a good player. Cause like, I'm already like, I just want to hang out with you all night now.
Well, sure, you can. Let's go get some nachos.
Okay. So you have been playing, it's been what, 10 years since Heroes versus Villain? That was season 20, right?
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
And now you're back for season 40. Like, are you crazy coming back to play this game? Like,
I was crazy playing the game in the first place, and now coming back with leaving a 10-month-old to come back and play against the winners of this game, like, it makes me a little insane, and also like just so in love with adventure. I mean, I can't say no.
Yeah. Now, I feel like you've played with already so many of the people in this season, and being a Survivor winner, you have to like know everybody like going in. Is it like weird playing with all these people that like you know and like have like just like met in person?
Yeah, because I think that's what distinguishes this season from any other season, is that everyone's coming in knowing each other in a really unique way. Like, I've played before with multiple people that are playing on this season. Tyson, Rob, Sandra, we've all played together before. Sophie and I are friends from when I used to live in New York. Yule and I played together in Cook Island. Yeah. So I've played actually with like a significant amount of people on this cast, and some of the relationships didn't go well when I played with them. So me coming back, I'm like, I have been out of the loop for 10 years. I don't usually go to a big event like this.
Yeah.
I've been having a family, like, so out of it. How in are all of these other people, especially the newer players, like Wendell, Michelle, Jeremy, Natalie, they're all like newer winners. And are they super tight? You just don't know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of question marks and a lot of really tight bonds that are going to play a part throughout this season.
Did you try like doing your research? Did you do your research on everybody before you? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I watched Denise's season that she won because I was like, I don't remember how she played. I watched Game Changers to see Sarah Lacina because I remember her being really, really good. And I needed to see, like, are there tells? Can I, like, see when these people are lying? Is there any kind of intel that I can get that will help me to go up against some of these winners who are really good? And also, like, can fly under the radar? Because I've never been able to do that. I've always had a big target on me.
So yeah.
It's impressive to see people win this game and be physical and strategic threats and also fly under the radar. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to ask you a question, and no spoilers here, because we haven't seen the episode yet, and I don't want to ruin anything. But you were, on your first seasons, you said you were such a huge target.
Yeah.
Like, what's that like, just stepping on the beach, just like knowing that, like, you're the one everyone's looking out for? What's that like?
I was so nervous going back. I mean, day one I was like, oh my God, I have to make friends with everyone. Yeah. And like, I don't know if anyone wants to play with me. And I always feel that way going back out there. So it was certainly nerve-wracking knowing that I have a huge target. But I will say, I didn't have a statue of my face on an island, so at least I didn't have the bullseye plus a strategy.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got to wrap things up, but thank you so much for talking with us.
Lovely talking.
And good luck on your season that's already been recorded.
Thank you.
All right. Parvati Shallow, everybody. Okay, hello everybody. I'm here talking with the specialist, Philip Shepherd.
That's
from
right. Survivor.
From Survivor Karamoan, right?
Karamoan and Redemption Island.
Redemption Island, of course,
Yes.
So you're kind of playing in the middle days of Survivor there, season 23, right?
Season 22 and 26.
22? Oh, pardon me.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
No worries.
So, but are you still as passionate about the show now as you were then?
Well, I have to be totally honest. People are surprised that I was discovered roller skating. And that's how I got on the show
first
time. I became a little bit more passionate about the show over the years, simply because some of the people that I knew had returned to the game.
Sure.
So,
speaking of people who are returning to the game, Boston Rob Mariano, a big big influence on the way you played the game in Karamoan, right?
Absolutely. Well, both times I played, of course, he was the force sort of like in the game, because in terms of the first time, it was everybody was in love with this guy who had played four times, and I had to figure out a way to negotiate to get to the end of the game by hopefully building a relationship with him, which I did, paid attention to a few things that he did, and I carried some of that, my observations, if you will, back into season 22. I also knew that it would make pretty good television if I spoke up his name and might get a few eyeballs to come and take a look at the show.
So. Yeah. And how do you think he's going to do this time around? I mean, you probably know him better than anyone else, right?
Like, I know him better in terms of the game.
In the game, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I think he'll do reasonably well. I just don't think he wins it this time.
It's tough for him, right?
It's tougher for him. He's older. There's younger blood, and they know who he is.
Right.
These are winners. They're seasoned players. So, I predict the woman's winning this season. I have no idea, but that's
right.
What my gut's telling me that.
Do you have any that you're looking out for? Any that you feel like have a shot?
Of course, Sandra, she's won it three times.
She keep winning it, right?
Or two times, excuse me. Right? She could win it a third time.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, exactly. I think any one of them has an opportunity to win here. They all know how to play, and I don't want to take anything away from any of them.
Sure.
Other than to say, I think a woman's going to win this season.
Yeah.
I could say my grandfather. No, I'm just joking. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. And just out of curiosity, are you, if you got the chance, would you hop back on the island? Would you return to Fiji? Would you do it a third time?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My cane is in the car. I'm 62 years old now.
Okay.
I have severe osteoarthritis, nerve damage in my right foot. Yes, I sound like a chondriac person who's got lots of things going on. But I do. So I would not play again.
Yeah.
I would root for anyone to play.
Okay.
If they invited me out to kind of like coach, where I'm coaching a bunch of other players, where I don't actually physically play, like Boston Rob did. And who else went out and did that this year? Sandra did it.
Sure, right? Sure.
So in that situation, maybe.
Yeah.
It all depends on a lot of different things. I'm writing books these days.
I've got a new book out,
The Legend of Things Past, set in the year 2258. May I give you the Reader's Digest?
Of course. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. It's called The Legend of Things Past.
Yep.
It's set in the year 2258. The strongest person on the planet is General Donovan Knight. He's a specialist.
Okay.
He's a terrorist hunter. There's a virus killing millions of people. He's asked to go back 76 years in time. When he gets there, he learns what they learned, that the first person to have that virus that's killing all those people is himself.
Oh, boy.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
Get on Amazon.
Check it out.
And follow me at P. Shepherd TV.
All right. Do it. Yeah. I'm glad to talk with you.
You too.
If you do go back on Survivor, it looks like you're all set there. You're immune at the next tribal council.
I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Philip Shepherd, everybody.
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back on the Survivor red carpet with perhaps the person who knows the most people playing in this season, because you've played with like six or seven of the people in this season. It's Ozzie Luth from Survivor Cook Islands, from Survivor. How many times have you played now?
I've played four times.
Four times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've played against Yule, Parvati, Sarah, Sandra. Is that it?
You were on the same beach as Tony, I think.
Yeah, but that's
sort of. It's like a half.
Yeah.
Counts.
Okay. So what? Five of them? It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay.
So I'm rooting, just to like knock that question out. I'm rooting for one of those five.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And you think one of those five is gonna win the season?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I got a good feeling about it.
Okay. All right. We'll keep an eye on that. See how they do. So would you, just out of curiosity, would you go back a sixth time? Would you do it again?
Yeah, of course.
Of course? Yeah?
Any survivor that wouldn't go back is, they're not a survivor in my book.
Yeah. Is there something that you would do different? Like, or can you do anything different?
I would do the Costanza move.
Okay.
So everything that I feel like doing, I would do the opposite.
I like that. I like that.
That's what I would do.
That would be my strategy.
Just fucking anything I'm thinking or feeling, do the opposite.
Yeah.
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 Exactly. Right? Yeah. Sometimes it works.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So you date back to Cook Islands, which I think was like season 14, super early old school season.
13, yeah.
Or 13, pardon me.
Yeah.
Getting my numbers wrong all over the place here.
All right.
I'm trying to keep track of 40 now.
So
it's a lot of seasons,
yeah,
you understand. So you kind of played like the old school Survivor, but also the new school Survivor.
Yeah.
I mean, idols were new when you were playing the game, right?
Basically, yeah.
Like, do you think that, like, is Yule going to be at like any kind of like disadvantage having played at like such an old school Survivor season, or what do you think?
You know, if anyone can handle adapting, somebody like Yule is going to be great at it, because that guy's probably one of the, I mean, I don't know, but I think he's one of the smartest survivors ever to play.
He sure seems like it.
Sophie, that was one of the ones we forgot.
Oh, yeah, that's right, right.
So I think him and Sophie, those two, I mean, I only have experience with them because I played against them, but just witnessing their mental prowess, I think they're going to be able to adapt just fine, and I think they'll be able to excel, because they're kind of like chess players, and
yeah,
that's what you have to be in Survivor to do well. Unless you get really lucky, you got to be thinking many steps ahead. So that's I think some players are gonna have a hard time, but I think for the most part, we're gonna see a lot of amazing gameplay.
All right, so you've played with a whole. We've already covered all the people you've played with.
Yeah.
I'm just curious: is there anyone out there who you haven't played with that you would really love to? Like, is there someone out there who you'd love to work with?
You mean that's playing currently?
Yeah, that's on season 40 right now. One of the winners.
You know, I really love Ethan.
Okay.
Ethan's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
So playing with him, Wendell seems like an amazing dude,
yeah,
too. I think that Amber would be a lot of fun. Rob, of course, like, I don't know, pretty much the rest of the cast.
It's hard to find a bad person because they're all winners.
Yeah,
they're
exactly
all winners. All right.
Exactly. Oh, Natalie. I think if I had to choose one, I'd want to play with her, because I think that she's a fucking badass, and like, I really respect the way she plays, and I just think she's super cool.
I think I could have a lot of fun with her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She just seems like someone to be really fun to hang out with. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Yeah,
I appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing you on your seventh, eighth, ninth time,
yeah,
on the show.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah, nice.
All right. Ozzie, everybody. Okay, hey there. This is Fox Van Allen from TV Guide on the Survivor red carpet talking with, from Survivor, both of you, Survivor Cambodia, right? Second Chances, that's right. It's Terry Dietz and Abby Murray. How are you guys doing?
Marvelous. Great to be here. It's great to be here with the people that you went through all that stuff with back in the day.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes. He's my life savior in the game.
Oh, my
Yeah. We had an amazing moment.
She was
second
mine.
Chances.
If I had ended up staying on the show, we would have gone very far.
Very. We could have been the final three team. I'm pretty sure we would
Cheers.
Have been the final
Cheers
three
to
together.
That.
Yeah. I do want to ask you about your son, because you did, because the last time we saw you on TV.
My son is here tonight. He's a stud. He kicks my ass in the weight room, and we surf together, hang out together. He's a blessing. Every breath he takes is a blessing.
Well, that's fantastic.
So,
that's fantastic.
You know, maybe you'll get a chance to meet him later.
I hope so. I hope so. I get to shake his hand. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So both of you, obviously you played with Jeremy Collins, the winner of Survivor Cambodia.
Yeah.
What do you think his chances are in the season? Like, are you...
totally rooting for him.
Yeah.
He's such a stand-up man. He's such an amazing family man. He's a firefighter. You know, he has so much going for him, and he's like a great Survivor player. Like, he's amazing.
I think, you know, it's one of the things I brought up before is, and I think because he's a firefighter, and he's got to live with men and women in all different situations, and then put their lives on the line, so they're team members, but then being able to empathize and everything else. It's like nurses, policemen, flight attendants, real estate people who are constantly dealing with people in one of the biggest moments of their life, selling their home. So these are the kind of people that can get through a game like this.
Emotional,
and put up with the physical bullshit that goes along with starving and all of that. So I want to really see, I haven't seen anybody cry for their mama lately about how hard this game can be.
Yeah.
Like, I am so starving, I'm about to fall down. I want to see that put to the champions and see how they go through it.
Right?
But Jeremy and Kim Spratlin are like my number one choices.
Okay. And I want to talk with you about one of the other winners, Denise Stabley, who you played with in Survivor Philippines.
She's also an amazing player. Yeah. She's a very fierce woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's a therapist, so she's a threat. She's definitely a threat, you know, like very strong. She's like so amazing. Her and I had some really difficult moments in the Philippines. You know, she came from a tribe that was destroyed.
Yeah, the Matsing.
And I came from a tribe that was like thriving.
Well, you didn't go to tribal once, right?
No, we didn't. And we were very strategic about it because I don't know if anybody knows, but I tore my ACL day one in the Philippines when I played with Denise. So me sitting out of challenges was our tribe's strategy so we could keep on winning, in which we did. So, yeah, I'm really excited for Denise.
All right.
Oh, there's Sandra! Sandra!
The queen.
All right, one last question. Survivor third chances. Are you in?
Absolutely.
I'm in.
Yeah?
I'm totally in. We need to finish what we started.
Yeah.
We gotta finish this.
I think if we were on the same show together, it would be unfair to everybody else.
No, it would be very fair. It would be very fair.
All right, well, keep an eye out for that. Survivor Third Chances, the hot new alliance right here.
Thank you guys for being here.
All right, thank you. And we are back on the Survivor red carpet, this time with David Wright from most recently Edge of Extinction,
that's
correct?
Right? That's right.
And also Millennials versus Gen X?
Yeah, it was my first time.
Yes. So you've played with, we don't have Chris Underwood back, right?
No.
But we do have Adam back.
We do. Yeah.
So how do you like his chances here?
I actually think his chances are really good.
Yeah.
I said this earlier that he's really good at flying under the radar and appearing as less threatening than he is. And I think if he can just do that this season, he's got a great chance of getting to the end of winning.
Yeah. Is this not like the craziest, like this season, just in general? Is it not the craziest thing?
It's the kind of theme that everybody's been talking about for season after season. Like, we need like an all-winter season.
Yeah.
And I think everybody thought that if that happened, it would mean the end of Survivor. But I think we're like, oh no, this is like even better.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's so much exciting.
Okay, so I've got to ask you. You were on Edge of Extinction. And I know it has been one of the more controversial twists out there.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious, as someone who's spent a lot of time there, what are your thoughts on it?
I love The Edge of Extinction myself. I know it's not that very popular among some people, but you know, it just gives you a chance to, like, especially for this season, hang out with the people that you know, the cast members that you like a little longer than maybe you'd get a chance to otherwise. And I think it's great for like mining more storytelling. So I'm a fan.
Well, I think it's easier to be a fan if you've actually been there, right?
Yeah, that's probably
right.
True.
Yeah, it's like that. It's that second chance,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And you say like, even even though you can be there and you can actually win the game, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how about that? I voted for Chris to win.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Do you have any feeling about who might win this season? Like, any people you're keeping your eye on?
I mean, I'm rooting for and feeling really good about Adam.
Sure.
I'm feeling good about Bossy Rob, Parvati. Sandra's won twice. She's out there. Why not a third time?
Why not?
Tony is great, although his game changer performance, not so much. But there's really, like, so many great players. I mean, they're all winners.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top.
Yeah. All right, I got one more question for you.
Yeah.
Would you play again? Survivor, third chances, are you in?
If they'll have me, I would love to play again.
I'd love to see you play.
Yeah, third
I'd love
time
to see you
play. Charm,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. Fantastic. David Wright.
Thanks a lot.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We are back on the Survivor red carpet with, from Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X, with the runner-up from that season, it's Hannah Shapiro. Hello, Hannah.
Hey, you know TV Guide's my favorite, right?
Oh, is that right?
Because when I was on the show, TV Guide put me in a list of top 10 performances, and it was all like Emmy-winning actresses, and then me.
Hey, there you go.
And the fans voted, and I beat Millie Bobby Brown on the TV Guide list of best performances, and it was an honor. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh, I'm glad we got something going here now.
Yeah, I love TV Guide.
All right, terrific. So I want to talk with you a little bit about your season.
Okay.
Because Adam Klein is my winner pick for the season.
You should have warned me when I was out there. I wouldn't have gone to the end with him. Okay,
He is tough to beat out there, right?
He's a very smart, very passionate player, yeah.
Do you think he's going to go in with a big target on his back, or how do you think he's going to do this season?
You know, I think that he's going to be underestimated again. I think there are a lot bigger targets. I mean, you have Rob and Sandra, who had literal statue heads of them. I mean, you have these incredibly, like, storied winners out there. I don't think Adam's going to have a huge target, no.
Yeah. It's tough playing out there when you've got a giant statue of your head, like, right down the...
Yeah, apparently they, like, voted them past the statues in pregame. What a mean thing to do to Rob and Sandra.
That's tough. That's tough. What a mean thing to do on Rob's seventh time on the show.
I mean, yeah, if Rob or Amber wins, their family will have had $4 million from the show. That's pretty crazy.
It's not bad between that and Amazing Race and CBS airing their wedding. And it's a lot. There was a lot of Rob and Amber back in the day.
Yeah, I guess the smartest way to play is to get married to someone on the show.
Right? You stay in the headlines. It's great. It's great. So what are you looking, like, you're a big fan of Survivor, right?
Yeah.
Like a huge fan. What are you looking to see? Like, what are you looking to see in the season? Like, what are you most excited about?
I think the way I've described it is that it's basically fan fiction.
Okay.
It's everyone you want to talk to each other talking and aligning with each other. It's like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if Parvati and Rob sat on a beach joking with each other? And then you get that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's kind of what I want. I want the relationships and the people that we've, like, each of these players have had a hero's journey. They're own season. I want to see them fill out all the different roles in this new all-winter season.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to watch the people interact.
Yeah.
I know that's a simple answer.
No, we all love that, right? So do you have a winner pick? Who do you think is going to win this season?
Okay, I recently met Ethan Zahn.
Okay.
And he is the funniest, kindest person. And he, like, stares at you in the eyes. And I feel like if someone like him gets to the end, I think it would be hard to beat him.
He's got a great story.
I mean, he talked to me, actually, about going out there having survived cancer. You know, Survivor is really hard on the body. I did it as a healthy 24-year-old, and I came home depleted. He started being in remission from cancer. So even to get to that point is pretty incredible. So, yeah, I don't know how someone would beat someone like him. But this is the fun thing about this season. It's impossible to predict.
Yeah, everybody's a huge target, right? Because everyone's won the game. All right.
Pretty much.
All right, one last question. Would you do it again? Would you go back and play Survivor again?
I like living in the real world right now and writing about it. You can check out my writing at Men's Health Parade or at my Twitter, Hannah Lilness, and I'm good in the real world right now.
Oh, check that out. Check that out. All right.
I know I'm one of the few.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Hannah. A pleasure talking with you. All right. Hannah Shapiro from Millennials vs. Gen X. We are once again on the Survivor red carpet with, surprise, someone from a show that's not Survivor, someone from who's like the hottest reality show, the hottest new reality show of 2020. The Circle, it's Shubi! Oh my god!
What's up, man?
Shubi! First of all, first question, what the heck are you doing here?
Oh, I'm a huge Survivor fan. Been a Survivor fan since day one, so like, I heard there's a watch party, and I'm like, hell yeah, I have to go, so.
Yeah. Alright, so, the Circle, right? I'm very curious, like, what made you want to get involved with this, like, brand new reality show?
No, you know, my friend had the banner for Facebook for the concept, and I was like, this is so fresh for our digital age we live in. So I'm like, someone like me who has, like, pretty strong views about social media, how would someone like I do in this type of experiment? And I thought a lot of Survivor I could draw from that to here, and I thought it'd be fun to be on the first season, so I'm like, guns blazing, let me light it up.
Now, I'm very curious, because you were basically just in an apartment alone for a long time. Like, you were talking with people, but was it like, what was it like, is it lonely in there, or is it not? Like, what's that like?
No, it wasn't lonely, because like, the whole time I was just fighting to stay alive, and like, you know, the game was so fast-paced, right? So sometimes someone would leave, like, one. Am I supposed to look? Sometimes, you know, there was, like, a blocking each day. So, like, I'm just thinking about staying in the game, and, like, you become so close to the people in the game, so you're only, like, caught up in a relationship.
No, I'm very curious, because now you say you're a big fan of Survivor, right? So you've got, like, some game sense to you. And I'm just curious, when you got to the end of the game, there was, like, this big decision, like, oh, am I going to play the game? Am I going to vote for someone I really like? Like, what happened there? What was going through your head?
I knew at the end of the game, I'm going to win the game if I take Joey or Sammy. And, like, I wrestled with the idea. And, like, you always think that, like, when you go on these shows, you're going to play strategic mastermind game. And then I got there, and I got so emotional. I'm proud that I did it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I knew. I had awareness. If I tank him to 6, if I take Sammy to 5, 5 and 4, I win the game. But I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Would you, just if someone came up to you today and said, hey, would you like to be on Survivor? Would you do Survivor?
I'd be there in a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would. 100%. Yeah.
All right, well, I wanna see that. Like, I'm gonna keep my eyes out. Like, here it is. Shubi for Survivor.
Oh,
right?
I love that. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love to watch it. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking with us. All right, Lance. That was amazing. I still can't believe that we went to a Survivor premiere party. I feel like Cinderella or something. This isn't real life. Like, this is
the reality TV gods shined on us.
Yeah, that's right.
And allowed us to go there, and it was a blast. So
that's right.
Thanks again to Rob and everybody. Rob has a podcast. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And special thanks as well to all the survivors who spoke with us. Including those who went above and beyond, talking about you, Philip Shepherd, who talked her ear off for a good long while after the interview was over. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. If you want more Survivor Brothers coverage, we have got it for you. We have done a ton of preseason interviews. We talk with Jamal. We talk with Mike Bloom. We talk with Rob Sesternino. We are going to be doing great interviews all season long. So if you haven't done it yet, please, please follow us. We are the Survivor Brothers, and we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Basically, anywhere you'll find good podcasts, you'll find ours. So please give us a follow there. And if you like what we do, if you really, really like what we do, please leave a review. Lance says 5 stars only. So,
right?
Yep. Okay. 5 stars only. So please leave us a review. And we will see you back here probably in about 30 seconds after your podcast player loads the next episode. But
funny how time works like that.
Yeah, it's funny, right? But we will be here all season long, and we hope to see you there. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
For now.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller. For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.